From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Thursday, December 29th. We start today with inclement weather. A series of winter storms are set to hit the North State this week through the weekend, according to the National Weather Service. They'll bring rain to the valley and snow to the mountains, along with a risk of flooding. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more on what residents can do to stay safe.
The most severe of these storms is set to roll in Friday and last through Saturday. Rainstorms in the valley create a risk of flooding in the area. John Stone, a planner at the Yuba County Office of Emergency Services, is warning residents to be extra cautious around areas with deep or fast-moving water.
If you see an area that's flooded, inundated, don't try and drive through it. And then, you know, just generally being aware, being precaution, taking the precautions around high water, fast moving water, everything else.
The chance for winter storms will continue into early next week. Stone advises North State residents to pay attention to storm warnings and safety guidelines from the National Weather Service, as well as check for emergency updates from their local Office of Emergency Services website. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutson.
The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch starting tomorrow afternoon for Chico, Oroville, Marysville, and Yuba City. In other news, a fire station in the Butte County community of Berry Creek closed for the winter last week, and residents aren't happy about it. Some say the closure will cause emergency services delays. NSPR's Jamie Jiang has more.
Catherine Willis moved to Berry Creek this year in part to be closer to emergency services for her disabled husband.
Last month, we were in Arizona and he fell off the bed. It took me 2 hours to pick him up. Our nearest fire department was five miles away, but it's volunteer and there's not usually people there.
Living in Berry Creek meant her husband could get help faster, Willis says. She could rely on the firefighters at Fire Station 62, just a half a mile away from her house. She could, that is, until the county closed Station 62 for the winter. This month, the Butte County Board of Supervisors voted to reduce a contract with CAL FIRE by $700,000, temporarily closing a partnership program with the agency at three stations. The program meant CAL FIRE firefighters staffed Butte County stations during the winter season. Stations closing include Hartsmill Fire Station 62 in Berry Creek. The other stations affected are in Sterling City and Jarbo Gap. Andy Pickett is the Chief Administrative Officer and Clerk of the Board of Supervisors. Pickett said the decision was made based on a 2017 study that showed any needed budget reductions should begin with temporarily closing these three stations.
We're not talking about making a decision that is easy. We're talking about making the least harmful decision.
Pickett says seasonal closures would not affect firefighting services since CAL FIRE would staff the stations again in spring and summer. But Willis says fire stations aren't only useful during fire season.
You don't take fire stations away from people. That's a lifeline right there. They not only fight fires, they help save lives.
During the seasonal closure, calls to Berry Creek will be answered by a station in Oroville, around 18 miles away. According to the Butte County Fire Department, that lengthens response times as much as 17 or 20 minutes. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
In state news, a new investigation from CalMatters found there are nearly 100 politicians across California sitting on $35 million in leftover campaign funds. CalMatters' Ben Christopher explains why and what's happening to all this money.
California law allows former politicians to use old campaign cash to pay down debts or pay legal and consulting fees. They can contribute the money to other candidates or to political parties. They can give it to charity, and with a little financial rearranging, they can fund a future campaign for themselves. So in some cases, you have former politicians who raised this money two decades ago, still sitting on hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. They're just slowly spending it down or waiting for their moment to run again. But while it might seem odd that former politicians can still draw on their old campaign war chests, things used to be way less regulated. In the 1970s, former politicians would sometimes use these funds to buy cars or houses or to go on fancy vacations, and those days are over.
That's CalMatters' Ben Christopher. And finally, California's bighorn sheep population will soon be getting some help in dealing with the state's drought. The California Report's Keith Mizuguchi explains.
A project is underway to build nearly 100 artificial watering holes for bighorn sheep in San Bernardino, Riverside, and Inyo counties. Ecologist James Cornett has taught a course on bighorn sheep at UC Riverside. He says the drought has dried up many of the spots with water for the animals.
The sheep are less healthy than they used to be, and then they are more likely to contract diseases from domestic livestock and are more likely to spread it because they're crowded into fewer and fewer water holes.
Cornett says the idea of artificial watering holes should help.
It can only help bighorn sheep. The caveat, though, is that if you're going to do this, you have to be willing to commit to maintaining those water holes in perpetuity.
The Pasadena-based nonprofit Society for the Conservation of Bighorn Sheep is working with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife on the project. Each site will have one or two large water storage tanks, which can hold more than 2,000 gallons of water each. For the California Report, I'm Keith Mizuguchi.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, December 29th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.